AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Three dead in historic snowfall in upstate New York. 6 feet of snow has blanketed Buffalo, and there's more on the way. Reporter Tara Lynch at CBS affiliate WIVB-TV.
There were extensive power outages in Orchard Park, leaving some residents to using the snow as their refrigerator and their freezer. Here at Highmark Stadium, the snow has blanketed everything from the parking lot to the seats inside.
Former President Trump is back on Twitter.
CNET's Ian Schur says the announcement from new Twitter CEO Elon Musk signals yet another change among many at the social media platform. Trump had been banned after the January 6th attack on the Capitol.
Trump was a force on Twitter and able to stay in the headlines in part because he was so active on the platform and so many people followed and responded to him.
The reinstatement followed a poll of Twitter users. Linda Kenyon, CBS News.
Ukrainians in the city of Kherson are talking about 8 months of brutal occupation by Russian troops.
Vitaly and Alesha say they were blindfolded, then taken into a basement after relaying intelligence to Ukrainian forces. Around my kidneys, over here, they kicked me and they punched me in the face until my nose was bleeding, says Alesha. They even said they would force us to walk through a minefield towards Ukrainian positions. Their Russian torturers are now in retreat, but still within earshot.
So we're standing in Kherson, but that is Russian-held territory just on the other side of the river. We're within range of Russian cell phone towers, not to mention artillery and gunfire that we're hearing in the background.
CBS's Chris Livesay reporting, a girl's been hit and killed by an out-of-control truck at a parade in Raleigh, North Carolina. WNCN-TV reporter Haley Fixler has details.
Our photojournalist Al Curry was recording the parade when he witnessed the terrifying moments.
The driver had his windows down when he was coming past me, was honking and was yelling and saying that he couldn't stop. Everybody was yelling to stop, stop, stop over and over again.
It took several Raleigh police officers and people in the crowd to stop the truck, but it was too late for one young girl.
I believe she went up under the one of the tires.
The parade was canceled soon after the dancer was hit.
Thousands of people packed a stadium at the University of Virginia Saturday to remember three football players who were shot and killed a week ago. Team member Jared Raymond talked about Lavelle Davis Jr.
Lavelle, you were the best teammate and friend any of us could ask for, and I hope everyone here today has someone in their life that impacts their someone in their life that impacts theirs as much as you impacted mine.
This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Lows dip down to about 4 above overnight under partly cloudy skies, westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy again tomorrow, chance of flurries, highs around 29. Lows level off around 19. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Dry with temperatures a bit below average Monday and Tuesday and highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 10 above.
Like we were all kings and queens. Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is Marston and Tune It Out. A double dip of Marston to kick off the 7 o'clock hour, American Dream. And rocker Marston was in the Devil's Lair last week. His CD release show was on Thursday at the High Noon Saloon with Help Desk and the Regular Johns. And I had a chance to go. It was a wonderful show.
Man, I really like the new CD, Jimmy.
I do too.
I didn't get to make it to the show. How was it?
The show was awesome. Help Desk opened the show. They're fun. If you like IT support punk rock, Help Desk is the people you call. And they generally want to help you with your IT problems too.
Wow.
And of course, the Regular Johns closed out the night. They're a Queen of the Stone Age tribute band. A lot of local stars in that band. Of course, Marston had a great set. And his new CD is great. If you missed the CD release show, you could go to Marston on Facebook and grab the CD because it's just good.
How was the band?
The band was
playing
good.
For the band, right?
Yeah, yeah. So Peter, the old bassist from Wall of Funk, he was on bass.
Oh yeah.
Brett from Lords of the Trident was on drums.
Wow.
And the rhythm guitar guy, I'm skipping his name. I can't remember his name, but he's also plays in The Mascot Theory with Eric Jelen.
Wow, that is all-star band.
It was a great show. It was an excellent show, and it was really cool. There was a lot of good people there that I haven't seen in a long time, including James Peterson, who's just a great photographer. He was shooting the show for everybody. He caught a nice picture of Mrs. K and I. It's up on my Facebook page.
Go check it out, Jimmy.
Go check it out. Hi, I hope you're having a good evening on this Saturday night. It's cold in Wisconsin right now, but at least we don't have like 40 feet of snow like they do in Buffalo, right? It could be a lot worse. That's your hometown, isn't it? Or somewhere no, in there?
I have a lot of relatives out there in Buffalo, okay. But you know, everybody's like, wow, how are your relatives out there in Buffalo? I'm like, oh, are you kidding? They're fine, man. They're probably going down in the pantry right now going, oh, gosh, we haven't ripped this out in like 6 years. Let's eat these.
I'm disappointed the Bills moved their game against Cleveland tomorrow to Detroit because of the snow.
Did you see the stadium?
It's football, man.
Yeah, but you got to be able to somehow run on the ground.
Yeah, that's true.
There's a lot. I saw a couple of pictures from inside the stadium, and you know, you see those happen up in Green Bay. They get the fans out there shoveling off the seats, but that would have taken a lot, I think, to clear that stadium of the snow.
So instead of cleats, they would put snowshoes on.
Yeah, I saw a TV reporter, and he was like, he's like, well, we're going to take a measurement of the snow. And he was up to his chest in snow. And he's like, yeah, my feet aren't even on the ground.
I think here in Wisconsin, the deepest snow I ever remember is being waist high. That's the deepest I remember.
Yeah.
And that was when I was a kid.
I think in like 1977, Jimmy, it was pretty tall. It was taller than me at that time.
Was that the year we walked to school both uphill?
Yes.
Both ways uphill?
Yes.
Okay. Hey, we still got a great show happening tonight here, Rocker. Tell the people what we have coming up.
Jimmy Vagley is going to talk to Terry Barr a little after 7:30. CX Kidtronic of the Atari Teenage Riot. And, you know, that guy's been around since 1985 doing DJ stuff. He's going to be in at 8:30 because he's playing at the Red Rooster. Flew in from New York City. So let's hear about that. Devil's Lair tonight, Jimmy, Lawn Mower. Mm. And that's Luca Pottenout and a couple other people. And then Max Inc. Heavy with me, Rocker, and we'll have Go Play God. They're playing a show coming up the Thanksgiving Eve at the High Noon Saloon. We'll hear all about that. And, of course, Essential Last Crack at 11.
There are a lot of shows next week after Thanksgiving. You need to get on the calendar and see where you're going to go in the future, you know? The Bahamas happened last week, Rocker, and a lot of awards were handed out. Alternative Rock Album of the Year went to Fidelity's Thrill. That's easy for me to say. And their song, Twilight on the Tunnel Road. We're going to play some of that in just a couple of minutes. But right now, I'm pretty happy that this guy won a Mama. He hand-delivered this song to us when he released it. Tyler, thanks for doing that. Hard Rock Punk Song of the Year. It's Wolves and Sheep, Love and Hate on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. I hate peace, I hate war.
I love the way your hips keep on rocking in those ripped jeans.
I hate broccoli, I love Dallas, I love bees. I hate mosquitoes, I love running.
Man, I love green.
I love the trees and the dirt, but I hate bees.
I still love the dirt, eating bushes while I'm puff trees.
I love tractors, I love bunnies, I hate flies.
I hate slackers, I love them, I hate lies. I hate the government, I hate taxes.
I love pies, I love everybody, and love it when I crush fries. I love kisses, I love dogs.
I hate bronze, I hate my life, and I really love to blame God.
I love Jesus, I love sin.
I hate Chrissy, you love America. I hate change, but I love being.
Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media and I hate reading. I learned everything bad for me. I hate your lies, but I love to see. Look me in the eyes, see the blasphemy. I lost the love and I hate what I need. School.
I love sports, I hate the traffic.
But I love riding my skateboard.
I love violence.
Yeah, I love it when they're train noise.
I hate the fake news, I love another fake war.
I love yogurt, I love slides, I love swings. I love swimming, I love dancing, I love strength.
I love guns, I hate war.
I love fun, I hate green.
I love scared people, but hate everything that ain't free. I hate conservatives, I hate liberals.
I love sleep, I love my teddy bear.
I hate people,
I love treats, I love puppets, I hate Janet.
I love sweets,
I love
yes.
Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed. I hate your face if you don't look like me. I hate the media and I hate reading. I love anything bad for me. I hate your lies, I love to see. Look me in the eyes, see the blast for me. I lost the love that I hate I need. Why does everybody hate on me? I love to watch a monkey bleed.
Look at the sky, it was a fire. the shoes off and walked barefoot through the grass. The air, it tasted like champagne. Felt the wind run its fingers through her hair. She wasn't feeling any pain. She was walking and she was breathing and she realized she'd never be the same. She smells something that smells just like gingerbread. She tastes nutmeg on her tongue. It reminds her of the Christmases she's fled. The innocence when she was young. She was running and she was thinking and she never realized her name. Walking on the twilight and turning. She don't know that she's walking into a dream time in the night. Walking on the twilight and turning. She can't see. She's walking toward the just to clear her head that night. The sun was setting in the west. She felt something in her soul was just not right. She kept on walking on her quest. She was walking and she was breathing and she knew the darkness was her name.
That's your alternative rock album of the year, Fidelity's Thrill and Twilight on the Tunnel Road on Max Inc. Radio. Pretty cool song there. Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. It's a locally owned restaurant, tavern, and brewery. They have live music from time to time. They have really good food and beer, too. Get the full menu and all the details at fullmilebeercompany.com. Also, the spaceship.tv. It's a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. You can check out the live to internet streaming of all your favorite bands, buy tickets, see a show, check listings. It's all at thespaceship.tv, thespaceship.tv. Coming up here in just a couple of minutes, Terry Barr is going to jump in. She has an interview with Jimmy Vaguely of the Jimmies, and we'll have a couple songs from the Jimmies. They got a lot of stuff going on. And of course, Terry and Jimmy dive all into it and let you know what's happening. Plus, what else is happening today? Oh, Live in the Devil's Lair. Live music tonight on the radio. I'm looking forward to that. Lawnmower after 9 o'clock. Right now, Sexy Esther, Business of Broken Hearts. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
You were the one that I had my eye on for a year or more. And you thought I was the one you could rely on. But you couldn't be sure, cause I was too coy, I was too shy. I made you wait, but you didn't have the time. I just kept building you up, just to bring you down. But you got to stay strong in the business of broken hearts.
In the business of broken hearts.
or was it me? I fall in love with every girl I see. Did you really think you were the only one? But there's no one to blame in the business of broken hearts. Strategy. Cause playing it nice, it always leads to my defeat. Self-destruction is key in the business of broken hearts. The business of broken hearts.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
My fine guest, Maggie Dawn, attorney at law. I thought that the laws of the United States were supposed to evolve with societal norms. The vast majority of Americans, 70% approximately, believe that Roe v. Wade should be the law of the land. So that seems exactly contrary to the way the courts are supposed to evolve with our nation.
Well, I'll just say this. The guy in Colorado can't be forced to make a gay wedding cake, but I can be forced to make a baby. I don't know about you, but that makes no damn sense to me.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear overnight with a low of 8 above. West winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 29. Mainly cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 24. Ample sunshine expected Monday with daytime highs approaching 37. 41 Tuesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 10 degrees.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hope you're having a great Saturday night here. Just after 7:30, 7:34, Terry Barr talks with Jimmy Vagley from the Jimmies in just a moment.
She's also fine. She only wants the best, but I can't afford a cow. No, she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Lots of love, and when it's funny, I give her. When the river dries up, so does that little girl. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me. Well, the Cadillac is fine. Mercedes even better. Drive to the store when her skin tight leathers. You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
You know she got the habit.
She got the habit.
My baby got the habit, but she won't get it from me.
To have joining us tonight, singer, songwriter, keyboardist, band leader, just all around good guy, Jimmy Vagley of the Jimmies. Hey, Jimmy, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks for having me. This is cool.
It is awesome. And I know you guys are so busy right now. So for anybody, I don't even know how this could be possible, but if someone is listening, because now this broadcasts across the entire state, how do you describe the Jimmies? Who are the Jimmies?
What are, who is Navin E. Johnson? Remember that? From the
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, the Jimmies. I don't know. So we're a seven-piece band. We have a three-piece horn section, and we play a lot of like deep Chicago blues and New Orleans funk, kind of, and I don't know. Some Memphis horns kinds of things. It's kind of a mishmash of stuff, and it's our own stuff mostly. And I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint it. People say, you're not a blues band. Well, we are, but we do other stuff too.
Well, and that's awesome. That just shows off the talent in the band when you can play a whole bunch of kinds of music, you know?
Right, and I'm proud of the fact that the songwriting goes from, you know, like I said, traditional, Chicago, mm-hmm. all the way over to, you know, any kind of a funk, and I would have a hard time. I mean, I just wrote one that's kind of a Latin one that we've been playing out that is totally different from anything we've done, and one kind of like the band. So, yeah, it's fun to, you know, it's wherever your mind takes you, and it's fun. People accept it, and that's cool.
I don't think I've ever seen a show of the Jimmys where people aren't out dancing almost instantly. That's the great thing. You get people out and just having such a fun time with you guys.
Yeah, well, that's our fan base and family and everything. I think they feel sorry for us, actually.
Oh, stop. Okay, well, I guess we really can't feel sorry for you when I'm going to talk about this. You have a ton of shows coming up. I think I counted 15 or more before the end of the year. Good. You're going to be in everywhere like Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota. Yeah. Are you looking forward to this? And is this something you try to do every year?
Yeah, we're trying to continue to spread out more and more. We'll be in Canada next spring. And we've been trying to get back to Europe. It's always a struggle just because of the size of the band. But yes, we're always trying to spread out and get further away. We've kind of gotten a nice following in Michigan and into Canada, like I said, and New York, and down in Florida we get down a lot. We get so many gigs that it's we just fly down and play and fly home, and it's really fun and easy. But yeah, I think every band, you know, should has it within them to try and pursue to get further out and get a bigger fan base. That's kind of the idea anyway.
Yeah. Well, we are, you know, I'm still going to claim you as our own in Wisconsin, but so proud when you see bands doing this kind of thing and learning how big their fan base really is becoming. So congrats on that. Wow.
Yeah.
Is this also a good time to be busy like this with all these shows? Because if anybody doesn't know, you are a farmer. Yay, farmers!
Yay!
Yeah!
I'm making tens of dollars a day.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. I know. Everybody asks the milk price or whatever, cheese, butter, right, whatever. Right, you know, right. It never makes it to the farmers.
Yeah.
But is it quieter for you in the winter so that you're able to kind of get away in these big stints like you're doing right now?
You know, part of the luxury of being the band leader, probably the only luxury, actually, is being able to, set the calendar, I guess. And so we tend, you know, we can usually make it pretty safely without inclement weather up into Christmas often. Of course, now today it's snowing. I don't know when this will air, but if it's snowing today, our first big snowstorm, and we have a tour bus, and I live way back in this old farmhouse, a giant hill and both ways and mile long. And so I'm going to have to get towed out by a farm tractor tomorrow. Oh. So we can head to St. Louis. But yeah, so we tend, you know, once New Year's is done, we purposely are starting to hold off a little bit more in January, February, maybe even March. It's just to be dragging speakers and keyboards and Leslie's and Hammonds and drums through snowbanks, it just doesn't have the allure anymore that it once had, you know. Yeah. It's like it's enough. And so it's nice to be able to slow down. Yeah. A band our size really does well in summer for festivals and things. So that's when we really hit hard.
Oh, I know. And really, the crowds that come to see you at festivals, incredible. What does that feel like when you look out? And obviously you see, as you said, so many fans and friends and family. But if you're looking out and seeing a lot of strangers, that must make you happy too, because it's like, ooh, new faces.
It's both. So we had, there's a woman out of Austin, Texas, Marsha Ball. She's a piano player, for those who don't know, she's my favorite living piano player, and she's been my hero for 30 years. And I, over the years, gained her friendship and her confidence. We wrote a song together. It ended up being, last year it was contemporary blues song of the year. We played a really cool gig at Fête de Marquette this summer, and there had to be about 5,000 people there.
Wow.
So usually when I'm doing a show, it's like I'm not, it's all like, what's the next song?
Yeah.
You know, what am I going to say between the songs? You know, how do we, you know, how do we put this whole show together? That's usually what's always going through my mind. There's never just this clear moment or singular moment of just, I'm going to nail this solo. I'll be playing a solo and I'm going, oh, I should, somebody else be playing the next solo. What do I do? You know, but when we did this Marcia Ball thing, Fête de Marquette, I purposely just took a second and just, you know, I was playing and I just looked around. I just really looked, you know, I have this, my favorite, most inspiring person, you know, musically in my life, sharing the stage with me.
That is amazing.
And just to look out there, and you're right, see so many strange, you know, strangers out there, but everybody's digging it, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And it was such a, I mean, I just got chills just thinking about it now. Just once in a while, you do have to just stop and stare out there and see, all right, you know, this is better than milk and cows.
I was wondering where you were going to go with that. Oh my God.
Yeah, I forgot that this is a family show, so I went to the...
Oh, that's funny. You're funny. I like it. Hey, you just won Madison Area Music Association Award for... It was Performer of the Year, wasn't it, for the band?
For the band, correct.
That is incredible. Now, I know you have a whole shelf of awards over your time, but does it still mean something special to you to be recognized?
It is cool. You know, it's some people, you know, there's the naysayers that say, oh, it's just a popularity contest. And, you know, yeah, maybe. But I think people see it and understand that it's we're busting our butts. And I don't know that it's only just on your musical attributes that is being appreciated. Because we work so darn hard, and we put on a really good show, and I want to believe that that has something to do with the fact that you get Performer of the Year. You know, it's because, damn it, we work really hard. We do.
Oh, we've seen it.
Yeah, you know, we'll play 150, depending on the year, 150 to 170 nights a year. You know, and for a part time job and same seven people. It's no easy feat.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's awesome, though. Mm. You know, okay, so you have the same seven people and you've been playing together for a long time. Mm. Are there any funny stories? Oh, probably way too many funny stories. But is there one you can actually tell us on the radio? Oh, no.
You could ask me this question before we started so I could go through the Rolodex of proper ones.
It's kind of more fun, though, when you don't. So.
I know. Yeah. I remember not long ago, we were opening up. This was quite a few years ago when Johnny Winter was still alive, and we were the opening act for him. And they didn't get the name of the band on the poster on time. So it's Johnny Winter with special guest or opening act TBA to be announced.
Oh,
right?
No.
It's TBA, right? And so we show up for sound check, and we're, you know, getting everything set, and, you know, there's these big bodyguards, you know, standing by the stage making sure, you know, we're getting done, and people are starting to comb in and everything, and the bodyguard standing, or the security guard guy is standing there, and he goes, you know, that was a great sound check, thanks. He goes, you know, you guys are fantastic. You're everywhere. I see you everywhere advertised. And I go, local, he goes, the TBA, you're everywhere. I see it on stadiums and everything. You know, he's like, to be announced, he didn't realize.
Was he serious?
That. Oh, yeah. He was
serious. No.
I had to let him down. I was afraid I was going to get punched. Yeah.
And how do you not laugh? Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Goodness.
You got to be nice. He didn't know any better.
Oh, that's a good one, though. And I can totally relate. I think everybody sure can.
Plenty of other stories that are rated or beyond. So that'll do for now.
I recall one, and I probably can't say too many details either, but when I was in the green room at the East Side Club with you and the band, and we'll just leave it there.
East Side Club.
Yeah.
Oh.
You guys had some concoction you were enjoying.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, and you made me enjoy it, too. And then I walked out and I went, woo!
We do that from time to time. Yeah.
It was fun. You made me feel special to be included. Well,
you know what? I say it a lot, too, because, like, bands are often like sponsored by guitar companies or strings or drumsticks. You know, we're sponsored by Glarus Brewery and Jose Cuervo. So, you know, people must know it was nothing nefarious. It was just a little drinky poo going on.
There you go. And it was a blast with you guys. Oh, my gosh.
They are a good clan.
Yeah. Anything I didn't ask you that you want to share? Otherwise, my last question really is, what would you say is the best way for all of us to keep up with you and all the adventures of the Jimmies?
Well, obviously, going on to our website gets a lot of information to yourselves, thejimmies.net. We also have switched into the 20th century, is it? And with Instagram.
Oh, very good.
Insta something.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I have people now that do stuff. So, because like, as you know, I could barely get onto this Zoom call.
We're here now, and that's all that matters.
Oh, man. But yeah, so we have like our Facebook page is really interactive, and we actually have, you know, we involve the fan base in the Facebook page and Instagram and everything, and have somebody that's running that is really good at what she does.
Excellent.
People, she'll chime in and do something, and they'll think it's me, you know.
Oh, like, always.
Really,
yeah.
Good video. It says, well, I don't know nothing.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, we are so grateful to you for taking time to chat and wish you a wonderful tour ahead and safe travels with the big bus.
Yeah, thank you. And make sure you come out in December, especially. We have a lot of local, even around Christmas or Thanksgiving, I mean, I'm sorry. We're in Janesville on the Wednesday before, and the Saturday after Thanksgiving, we're at Red Rooster, and we're back at the Red Rooster for New Year's. And
nice.
All over the place. So come check us out, please.
And if you haven't seen the Jimmies, I'm going to invite you to go too, because it's always a good time.
Always. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, m'lady.
Drinking red wine. No more bourbon. I'm gonna try something off the vine. I put the cork back in the bottle. It's easy. I quit drinking a thousand times.
Music. The Jimmy's there. And drinking before that, She's Gotta Have It started at the half hour. Thanks to Terry Barr and Jimmy Vaguely for giving us the awesome conversation this evening. So awesome. I want to get on the Jimmy's bus. That's what I want to do, Rocker.
Have you seen it?
Yes, I've seen it. It's an old Van Gelder bus.
Yeah.
I love it. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Salvatore's Tomato Pies. 4 locations in the Madison area: Sun Prairie, Monona Drive, Livingston Street, and Johnson Street. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Salvatore's Tomato Pies.com. And Rocker, grab your dancing boots and join Wisc Country 105.5 FM on Civic Media at Bee's Tap House in Wisconsin Rapids, 6 to 9 p.m. on Saturday, December 2nd, to hear the music of Jackson Taylor live. He's influenced by classic country sound. Wisconsinite Jackson Taylor performs covers and acoustic music from the 90s on up. Plus, he has many amazing originals. Your country heart is sure to fall head over heels for Jackson Taylor. Put your best blue jeans on and join Wisc Country 105.5 FM at Bee's Tap House on Saturday, December 2nd for Jackson Taylor Live. And I love the cross promotion with the Civic Media stations. That's pretty cool. Randy Sins is from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. And he has a new song album. I'm going to play it right now for you. Along with you, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
How I'd love to be around you when the lonely nights surround you. How I'd love to be alone with you. What I'd give to have the power to read your mind 1 hour. How I'd love to be alone with you. Just to be with you one night, you and me alone. Kiss your lips and hold you tight. Joy and in
Minnesota. Place the frozen tundra. Kick off your new year by scoring tickets to this longtime rivalry at Lambeau Field January 1st. It's our New Year's Day Green Bay giveaway from WFHR. Register for your chance to win 2 tickets at one of our Dropbox sponsors: Jennings in Wisconsin Rapids, Hoozles at the Lakes in Rome, La Taqueria in Wisconsin Rapids, and Piggly Wiggly in Nacoosa. 1 registration per person per location ends November 28th. 1 name then drawn at each Dropbox sponsor, wins a $50 gift card and a chance to win the tickets. The game day winner will be randomly drawn and announced on November 30th. It's the New Year's Day Green Bay Giveaway from locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the